From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. The USDA estimates that more than 2 million people live in rural food deserts or low-income communities that are more than 10 miles from a grocery store. According to the Center for Rural Affairs, there's no national database on grocery store closings in rural communities, but regional studies in states like Iowa and Kansas show that there is a trend of rural grocery stores disappearing in parts of the Midwest. Some rural communities are coming together to try and bring their grocery stores back. KBIA's Bridget Bowden takes us to Pilot Grove, Missouri, where the community rallied and brought back a grocery store 4 years after the last one closed.
4 years ago, the last grocery store in Pilot Grove closed its doors. Since then, the only place to buy food in town has been a convenience store. That is, until 23 community investors came together to open Tyler's Market, a fully stocked grocery store. On the market's first day open, Pilot Grove residents are gathered at the store. Laurie Beach, one of the investors that helped open the store, is sitting at a breakfast table. She says the whole town is buzzing with excitement.
We had a lady walk in this morning who opened the door and went, "Hallelujah, there's a grocery store back in town."
Pilot Grove residents have been driving to Boonville or Sedalia, which can take more than 30 minutes just to buy food. Patsy Horst, a Pilot Grove native, says she hated to see the old store close, but learned to cope without one.
So what did you do when there wasn't a grocery store here?
Complained about having to go to Boonville. And then went.
David Proctor directs the Rural Grocery Initiative at Kansas State University, a program working to fix the rural food desert problem. He says traveling to buy food is just not feasible for some people.
People who are poor, for example, often don't have access to good transportation. Also, rural areas of the country are aging. You have this elderly population that either no longer drives, or probably if they are driving, maybe they shouldn't be driving because they're not as safe as they used to be.
He says not having a grocery store can cause other businesses to suffer in a sort of domino effect. But to have a grocery store, the community has to make a conscious effort.
There has to be a level of community support in these communities where there's no grocery store to get one back or to keep one running that is already there.
And that's what happened in Pilot Grove. Residents brought balloons and flowers to the store's opening to show support for the market. Even on the first day, the store is busy.
People can't wait to get in here and buy things. There's been probably 50, 60 people in here already this morning, and they've only been open 2 hours. So it's wonderful to see this many people supporting the community.
Bridget Bowden, KBIA News.
Pilot Grove resident Lori Beach said it took 10 months of fundraising to help bring Tyler's Market to Pilot Grove. That'll do it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.